Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Remember, there's only one way to glorify the Father, is that you bear much fruit. That's the only way, is that you bear much fruit. I like what Galatians chapter 2:20 says, and this is where you need to be. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Have you reckoned yourself as dead? Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And a life which now I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me. And listen to this. Love always gives and gave himself for me. What are you giving Jesus? It's got to be the best. Look at your lives and just think about all that he's done. All that you can do. Yeah, you may be doing good stuff. But remember, he wants much fruit. He wants much fruit. Now I'll wrap it up here. How can we continue the mission that Jesus put us on? One, we must first make sure that we are abiding in the vine. In other words, we must first make sure that we're saved. Because I'm telling you, folks, you better understand the scripture. The scripture says, by their fruits, you shall what? Know them. If you're not producing any fruits, what did Jesus do to the tree that wasn't producing fruit?
There you go.
Look, James 1:22 says this, Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Sometimes Satan can just have us so fooled thinking that we're saved and we're not. I'm telling you, the proof of your salvation is, are you bearing fruit? Make no mistake about it. He said, the fruits, you shall know them by their fruit. You can't go to an orange tree and think it's an apple. How would you know that it's an orange tree? By its what? Fruit. So simple. But yet we miss it. So one, we must focus on telling others the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And then this, purpose in your heart to follow Jesus. You'll never do anything until you decide that you want to do it. You know, a lot of people want to be successful, but they don't do anything to make preparations for it. To be successful, one must first prepare to be successful. And what is success? I think Joshua 1:8 tells us, good success is what? Following Jesus. I'm going to turn to it real quick. Joshua 1:8, real quick. What is good success? Everybody wants to be successful. And remember, success should not be based on what the world calls success, right? We need to base success on what God says success is. Joshua 1:8 tells us what success is. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Listen to this, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You will have no success outside of God. And you got to get into this book. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, the volume of this book is written of me. From Genesis to Revelation, you see Jesus everywhere. Yeah, yeah. So one, we need to focus on telling others the gospel. Then we need a purpose in our heart. And then we need to separate ourselves from the world. Amen. Romans 12:1-2 tells us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Remember, if you're Christ, he says your body is no more your own anyway. Don't forget that. He said your body is no more your own, but you have been bought with a price.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.